Chapter 21. London, Centre of the World. Everybody knows about many of London's buildings and places even before their first visit, like Buckingham Palace, Trafalgar Square with Nelson's Column, Piccadilly Circus, the Thames, St. Paul's Cathedral, Big Ben, Hyde Park.
But London is also music. Every week there are celebs in town, rock stars or famous bands. The big concerts in Hyde Park, like Live 8 in July 2005, can be seen on TV all over the world. And London musicals seem to run forever. Mamma Mia and the Phantom of the Opera, just to name two.
London is sport. Some of the best football teams are from London, like Arsenal, Chelsea and Tottenham. And each year, all the top tennis players come to play at Wimbledon. And in the summer of 2012, London will host the Olympic Summer Games.
London is shopping and eating out. Even on weekdays, Oxford Street is crowded with people. Millions of tourists go to London every year, and many of them spend days walking in and out of shops to buy the latest fashion. In the evening, they enjoy the nightlife and the good food in Soho.
A famous writer once said, "When a man is tired of London, he is tired of life." That goes for both men and women, of course. The thing is, you never get tired of London, even if the weather is really bad sometimes. London has something for everybody. Go there and enjoy yourself. Go to the centre of the world. Well, that's what Londoners think, anyway.